All right, so tapping will give you space. And then you want to fill that space with different thought patterns, different ways of speaking, different beliefs. Okay? So I always teach it's two parts. You can't just clear. You've got to actually proactively and with consciousness put in a new way of speaking. You've got to change the way you speak about what happened. Even if it's just in your mind. All right? So tapping will give you the ability to do that, but then you have to do that second step.
Can you give it an example?
Yeah, like, so if you were angry at somebody and you've had that anger a while, and so this gave you enough space to consider something else, then you could use that space to think, when have you acted like that? Wow, I wonder what they were feeling to do that. I wonder what it would feel like if I let this go. I wonder if I really need to carry this story anymore. And it's a gentle way is to ask questions. But you want to encourage the mind not to undo the energy work, because it will. Okay? Does that help?
So if they continue to lie, it's about how I'm reacting to it.
Well, and you need boundaries.
Yeah.
If somebody continues to lie, then either you don't have very good boundaries or they're lying and it doesn't matter to you. But they should never have control over the way you feel, ever. Especially if they're chronic liars, right? So if you're having trouble letting it go, just what I would use in that is like, wow, they're always going to lie. That's who they are. They will always lie. Who am I in the managing that so it doesn't create chaos in my life? Because it's going to create chaos in their life, but it doesn't have to be in my life. They are always going to lie, but that is not my story. And I'm not taking that with me. Does that make sense? Okay. So it's like my mom's telling me she fell and hurt her arm. And she says it hurts and that she needs some help on the property. And I said, we'll set up a work day and we're going for Thanksgiving. And she said, but I prayed to God that I could clear some of my purgatory here. And so I figure pain here would be better than there. Is it purgatory or limbo?
Purgatory.
Whatever it is, she's very Catholic. And so what is it I want to say? Instead, I just like, that's her stuff, and I'm going to honor it and respect it, and I'm not going to bring it into my sleep, into my space, in any other way than loving her and accepting her and keeping it separate. So I'm like, well, Mom, better be careful with Jasper. And then I zip it, because if I keep talking, it's going to be bad. Right? And so when I go to see her, I prepare myself. And it's taken practice, but my whole point when I'm with her is I have two choices. Triggered, mm-hmm. Argumentative, want to share who I am. I don't know why. She's rejected me consistently. Or I can practice unconditional love because it's the best setup ever. Right? And can I practice it long? No, about 8 hours is my max, preferably 4. But where else would I get to practice at that level? So that's it. So you see how you use the mind to support the emotional energy work. Got it? So let me give you one more picture of that so you grasp it. So this is Gary Craig, the founder, talking. He said, tapping will clear the anxiety of public speaking. Yes, one of the greatest fears. It will clear the anxiety, but it won't make you a great speaker. Get it? And it will clear anxiety of test taking, but you still have to study the material. Mm-hmm. All right, well, so try to pull that in with the emotional part. All right, it gives you space, is what I always think. Okay? I'm smarter.
You don't have to.
You don't
have to. Like the liar.
You don't like it, you don't respect it, but it doesn't come in your energy field. You can witness it. But the minute you start taking it in, it disrupts your sleep, your thoughts. Why? It's not going to change the lying.
I look at that in cruelty because I volunteer for animal rescue.
Yeah.
Sometimes I bring that in and like I get really angry.
And if you take it home with you, you are not helping the animals. So think of this. The negative frequency of lying or cruelty, a betrayal or abandonment or rejection or judgment, why do you want to entrain down to that ever? We've been doing it our entire lives. We've been doing it all of mankind's history, and it has not served us. Be the light that it doesn't come into your field, or if it does, you go get help and get rid of it in a loving way. I mean, we laughed and we ended up in compassion, right? Be that person. I mean, if you know they're going to consistently do it, and if you're in a shelter, you can't take it home. I mean, I hear horrible things all the time. I'm just shocked at what people can live through. But I would be no good to anybody if I took it all home with me, or if I had spiritual anger over it. You know, it's just, this is the planet. I got to keep pulling my mind back into my business, my circle of influence. And with a chronic liar, you don't have circle of influence. Save your thoughts and your energy where you do have influence. But ideally, you want to keep the good stuff and not throw that out, too. But there's no telling what my mom's going to say on Thanksgiving. And she has these weird food allergies, and it's like, I have said it once, you know, you can tap for that. Oh, no, I like to offer it up. Okay. And so can I love her, even though I think that's a weird way to be? Yeah.
Offer it up meaning keep eating them, even though she's sensitive to them? Is that what you mean?
Not sure if she means that or she has to do without them, self-sacrifice. I don't really talk more than necessary. Because it only gets more confusing, and then I it's really hard for me not to speak. Yeah. So, nope, I don't ask for big detailed explanations because I might have the face like, are you freaking nuts? And that would be inappropriate. So. Right?
But do you also get that it's when you're trying to practice unconditional love and you're not sharing your authentic self with your mother and you're demanding that she not share her authentic self with you, is that really unconditional?
Unconditional love is not about you demand that they see your authentic self. My belief, and it's just a belief, you can take it or not, give only that which will be received. Mm. Why would I, in my mother's age, in her 80s, with the life that she has lived, why would I expose her to my belief system that doesn't fit hers? She's not here for me to be her teacher.
Grandfather is 100, and he's very Catholic, and he says bizarre stuff like that all the time, and I ask him what it's about, and I ask him what the story is, and where the belief came from, and he takes me back to moments where the priest said something when he was 5. Mm-hmm. And it's like, boom, I have a whole new understanding of who you are as a person. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, well, my mother's pat answer is the church says so. And the right church. Now, apparently, it's not just Catholic, but there's the right Catholic and the wrong Catholic.
I converted to Judaism. I'm going to hell. But well, he loves me and accepts me as I am.
There you go. So, you know, I just believe give only that will be received. And unconditional love means there's no condition that you have to know me or see me. And we have no control over that anyway. You know, I speak, but let me tell you, if anybody repeats what I said, you're going to have your own take on it, your own version, your own filter on it. People tell me I've done things all the time. I'm like, that's not the way I perceived it. So we have no control over that. So no, for me, unconditional love is just receiving whatever she wants to give and showing up as a safe space for her.
Yeah, I'm a behavioral scientist. I'm a social scientist. I'm a qualitative researcher. So for me, it's like, tell me about that. Give me the information. I want to know you. I want to mine you.
Yeah, I'm not that highly evolved yet. Maybe with a grandparent, but with my mother, I would get triggered. Yeah. What were you going to say, Barb?
Well, I was going to say, you're not asking her to suppress her authenticity at all. You're letting her be who she is.
For the first time.
Yeah.
And she feels safer and safer to say really crazy things in front of me. And I just... How can I help you, Mom? Yeah. So. All right, my friends. So, any other thoughts, questions? But that's a good story to share with you because it's the holidays. And I spent many years in my own personal created suffering wanting her to want to know me. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It never worked. I mean, it's really funny. My website is my name, helenrace.com, and she can't remember that. I can be insulted. I can feel rejected and criticized, or I can...
I've never read a single thing I've published.
Or, you know, so...
I give her the journals, I give her the magazines, I give her the newspapers, and she has not read a single thing I've published. I buy them for her, I give them to her, she has not read a single one of them.
Yeah, so, you know, well, there you go. So... but it is a cool thing. So check your situations. If you're in a work situation that you can't change and you're not ready to leave, what if you come from the perspective, how can I practice a state of unconditional love for me? You know, maybe you don't want to do that with other people, but for yourself. If you're in a situation you're not ready to change yet, how can you support yourself in it? Who am I in the way I show up with myself? Who am I with my emotions and my beliefs and my experience in this? Do I wallow in victim, or do I keep feeling good about me showing up? Does that help a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.